I'm gonna show you how great I am.
They're always searching for the arduous task. If you're sitting at home and you're constantly just worrying, watching TV and letting your time just fade by, you're never truly taking advantage of what life gives you.
Phil DeRue,
that guy's stuff. Very respected.
Yeah.
Highly respected guy.
Yeah. He's helped me out a lot.
If you want to be the same throughout your years and just be complacent with that, that's on you. But the ones that are ambitious, the ones that have goals, they have the ability to make those changes happen. And if you don't do that, then you're doing yourself a disservice.
Don't let failure be your downfall.
The saddest thing in life is wasted talent. They call it a warrior gene. Everybody has some level of fight in them. They just have to be able to dig it out of themselves. You know, you got a guy from Detroit, then you got a kid from Dagestan, then I got a kid from Japan. So you have not only just backgrounds, but like upbringing and different regions of the earth. And you go, well, their approach to life is totally different than this person's approach. But I can still relay over information appropriately for them. So, Phil DeRue, I'm a performance coach for mostly combat sport athletes. I've been doing this for 15 plus years. And I've been martial arts since I was 4 years old. My mother was a firefighter, so I used to help her work out when I was a kid. And so it allowed me to really understand how to push myself physically, mentally, and also spiritually. Learning proper periodization protocols, programming, methodology of training, things like that were going to help me evolve. So I had to figure out ways to make me a high performer. So by the time I got to high school, you know, I was looking at some of the programming that we were doing. I was like, this is not gonna work. So I ended up actually running the programming for my high school football team. Fast forward though, and I'm in my college career, and my mother actually developed lupus, which is an autoimmune disease, and ended up attacking her organs. Her organs started attacking herself. And my father got into a bad car accident, so they couldn't afford any money. No money was coming in. It's like, man, I had to make a decision of basically canceling my scholarship, going back home, a poverty-stricken area, gang-related, a lot of drugs, things like that. Fortunately for me, I found a gym that was close by that was owned by an American Top Team affiliate. His name is Dean Thomas. He's a UFC veteran. And eventually, I ended up getting my own spot at 22 years old, training Dustin Poirier, Hector Lombard, Tisha Torres, and these are all different types of fighters, right? So it allowed me to truly understand people at that point. When you're working with such an eclectic group, right, you have to be able to understand people, right, and be able to communicate to them appropriately. When it comes down to jiu-jitsu or judo or boxing, it's all different, but it's also the same because it's a combative sport, right? We're born with this sense of combative approach. Everybody has some level of fight in them. They just have to be able to dig it out of themselves. First things first, sit down, map it out, write it down, go over everything that you feel that you want to do, everything that you feel will make you whole. Sit there and really figure out what you want. And then from there, evaluate their limiters. We have to evaluate their strengths and weaknesses, right? Knowing exactly what your weaknesses are and then finding out how we can make them a strength. And when you get stronger in any aspect of your life, it allows you to grow and it allows you to get better. And at that point you go, well, all right, I want that again. Physically, I can pretty much deal with any situation, right? To a degree, right? But psychologically, it's hard because especially when you have a tough time paying attention for a long period of time. A lot of ADHD going on around here, right? And I know that that's a weakness, that's a limiter for me. So again, it goes back to introspection. There is gonna be times where it's gonna get tough and you have to go back and revisit the why. And that goes with anything. If I talk to, and I have clients now that are just regular people, general people, anything they do, whether they're orthopedic surgeons or lawyers or, you know, stay-at-home moms even, there has to be a level of correlation to what they do on an everyday basis so that they can truly understand why they're doing what they're doing.
What happens if someone can't find a why? Like, what should they do?
It takes some time. It takes some reflection. Sometimes you have to sit in solitude, you know, and I do this daily. I wake up about 4:30 in the morning, right? Now, some people say, why you wake up so early? Well, because that's the only real time that you have for yourself. Everybody else is sleeping, or at least nobody's gonna bother me at that time, right? And I'll do some level of physical activity that puts me in an uncomfortable situation, which allows me to reflect on what I'm feeling in that moment in time. And then from there, you try to fully understand why you're doing what you're doing and why you're here. It takes prayer. I'm a man of faith, so I make sure that I'm constantly talking to the man above to make sure that he can give me some guidance or give me a level of understanding of why I'm doing what I'm doing sometimes. And trust me, I wake up at 4:30 and it's cold and I could stay in bed, but the level of understanding that I get from getting out of bed is the first step to conquering the day. And so when I do that, it allows me to understand my purpose. It allows me to understand my why. If you want to be high level, you have to be able to give that maximal intent. You want to train optimally. You never really want to train to the point where you're fully fatigued to where you can't do it again. And a lot of the guys in, like, let's say Dagestan or even in Thailand, and these guys that have been engulfed in a certain aspect of martial art, they go in there and it's consistent effort that's about 80%. What that does do, it allows it to compound over time. So the frequency of training becomes more than a person that goes out and gives it their all, but drains everything. Now they have to take 2 days off, right? Because they're gone. What I found with all the elites is that they go in there and they give it their maximal intent for that particular day on what they have available, right? So you have to look at two things. You have to look at objective indicators and subjective indicators. Your objective indicators can be an HRV, could be your heart rate in the morning, could be something that is going to be quantifiable, something that we can measure. Then you have a subjective indicator, something that you need to know for yourself. You need to feel it, right? So you have to know your body. You have to know, you know, how things are working. Are you waking up with brain fog? Are you waking up feeling lethargic? Are you waking up feeling achy, you know? And so you have to have a level of understanding and auto-regulate that day based upon how you're feeling. Well, now we need to auto-regulate, pretty much bring down the volume and at least get what we need to get out of that. But that day is a win because we did what we could do that day. And a lot of those elite people understand that process. The ones that don't usually tend to dig themselves deeper into a hole and end up getting hurt, injured, and now they can't consistently get better because they're dealing with an injury or they're dealing with a nagging pain or something along that line. And they end up getting burnt out psychologically and also physically. The ones that stay longer in the game become the elite. So ones that can maintain their level of progress, that stay above the rest. They're always searching for the arduous task, but every moment that you achieve certain little goals, it helps you elevate the next step and the next step. And so you try to find these new tasks to conquer. And I think that every moment that you have the opportunity to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation, it allows you to really dig deep and find out who you are and what you're made of. And so you're constantly seeking the arduous task. There was a fight that I had. It was my second pro fight. We're always talk about this, where I was literally feeling like I was gonna die in there. All I could remember was just don't give up. You know, just keep working, keep pushing. And whatever the case, whatever the end goal or end result may happen, you know that you put yourself through something that is very difficult. And it allows you to take that into your life, whatever you do after. Throughout my life, I've had to deal with difficult situations, and I've always made it out. So another task, another hard situation comes, and you're confident enough to get over that task because you've done it so many times before. You're still living, you're still breathing. So if you're still here, you're still kicking, you got plenty more to give. In order for you to grow, just like anything with a gym, you have to go through a little bit of pain to cause adaptation. It's after the fact of you getting done with it, you feel so accomplished. You feel so at ease. And there's so many endorphins, and you get a huge dopamine rush because of the fact that you went through something that was arduous and demanding, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally. My mother was the first person to really instill a level of work ethic in me and a not give a shit attitude. Because back in, I'm dating myself, probably in the 90s, let's just say the early 90s, women weren't accepted in the fire department. And they're probably not still to this day. But that built her up, and all intents and purposes, or you could say, no pun intended, fire inside of her to want to get stronger, faster, more equipped to deal with the pressure of, let's say, a fire breaks out and she has to carry a full-grown man out of the situation. I've always saw that as a strength that you can acquire through constant training. Strength is your ability to manage pain. And so I think it every time, whether it be in the gym, whether it be in the ring, whether it be going for a ruck, whatever it is, it allows you to grow as an individual. And if you don't do that, then you're going to stay the same. And if you want to be the same throughout your years and just be complacent with that, that's on you. But the ones that are ambitious, the ones that have goals, the ones that want to help change people's perspective, they have the ability to make those changes happen. And if you don't do that, then you're doing yourself a disservice. It's almost like a hidden talent, right? And I always say, you know, the saddest thing in life is wasted talent. And if you can't fulfill those talents, then you're doing yourself a disservice and you're doing everybody else around you that follows you for guidance a disservice. And if it's as small as taking the dog out for a walk, it allows you to keep that momentum going. And then each and every time it gets bigger and bigger, right? It compounds and progresses. But that gets people out of depression. People don't understand that. It's like if you're sitting at home and you're constantly just worrying, or you're watching TV and letting your time just fade by, right? So if you are sitting at home, if you are finding no real fulfillment in life, just do something small. Just start something very minute in your mind. Whether it be, and I always talk about with the gym, because I think training in general, strength training or conditioning, whatever it is, if you could just go to the gym. Some people have a hard time just getting in their car and driving to the gym. Get there first. That's one win. Even if you spend 5 minutes there, you got there. And then the next day, you try to spend 10 minutes. And then it compounds and keep going. And eventually, now you make it a part of your routine. And what does it become, right? It becomes now a level of, this is just what I do now. And I've been doing this for well over 20, 30 years, just getting after it. Repeated friction, what happens? It causes a fire, right? So now you have a fire built inside of you to keep moving forward. And you know, if it starts burning, you gotta move, right? And so as I create that friction each and every day, I can continue to keep the fire burning. And so, with any aspect of your life that you're doing, if you're trying to build a business, you're trying to build a family, there's gonna be some friction, there's gonna be some pushback, there's gonna be some down times, you just got to keep moving, you know.
What's the dream personality trait? Somebody turns up to you and you're like, this is the guy, like this guy, I can turn this into someone great.
Good question. They don't need to have crazy athletic ability. They don't need to have even a level of high IQ. They just have to have a level of want to. And I've seen guys that don't have all the physical attributes, that don't have the, I would say, the psychological acuity to get things done, but they have the will to want to get it done. And I've seen plenty of people, some of my mentors even, they just never gave up. They just kept working. And their drive to learn more, even if they didn't have the ability to learn as good as someone else or as quick as someone else, they were able to level up and progress because they never gave up in their journey, in the process of learning, whether it be for training or whether it be for anything else. You know, so I think that that's one of the biggest attributes that that anybody can have, is just the will to succeed, the will to want to do better, and the drive and the determination and the work ethic to get that done.